Welcome to Breakthrough Business Strategies Radio. My name is Michelle Price, and I'm coming to you from the third coast of Houston, Texas today, where for the very first time in history, the Houston Astros are playing for the American League, and we kicked the Rangers' butt last night. Yay! I have to say, that was a really interesting opening game, having to play against another Texas team. But you know what? If you are ready to learn, put into action, and reap the result of laser-focused ideas, knowledge, and your values, that is what we like to deliver here on Breakthrough Business Strategies Radio. Now, our show does start off with Don Cooper, the sales heretic. He has been our steady guiding light for improving our sales results for 2 years now. And today, he's going to teach us the magic secret to boosting your sales. How you doing today, Don?
I am doing terrific. Michelle, how are you?
I'm doing pretty good considering I can't believe how long it took me to get home from that baseball game last night. I've never gone to opening day, and that was a lot of fun.
Oh, I bet. Yeah, opening day is a real blast. And that ride home at least is easier when the team wins.
Right.
Well, enjoy the Astros being in first place. I don't think that's going to last very long.
Oh, be quiet. Mean by the magic secret to boosting your sales?
Okay, Michelle, how would you like to boost your sales immediately? I mean overnight. And not by a little bit. I mean a lot. Like triple, quadruple, quintuple. How does that sound?
Who wouldn't say yes to that, dude?
And with no additional time on your part, no additional effort on your part, no additional money on your part. Does that sound good? I've never before revealed this secret.
Okay.
So, and I probably won't do it again, so listen very carefully.
All right, I'm sitting on my hands.
Ready?
Yeah.
April Fools.
You little booger.
People ask me all the time, what's the secret? How can I really dramatically, massively boost my sales? And, oh, geez, I don't want to spend more time or more money or effort. How can I do that? There isn't one. There is no magic bullet. There is no hidden secret. Sales is not easy. Sales requires time, money, and effort. If you're going to be great at sales, you need to invest more of those three things. So rather than look for shortcuts, look for how you can leverage those investments to get better at sales. So since there is no big magic secret that everybody's looking for, I want to give you some things that you can spend that time, money, and effort on. Here are six specific things that if you invest some time, some money, and or some effort into, you will boost your sales. Number one is prospecting. If you want more sales, you need more prospects, which means you may need to spend more time prospecting. You might need to spend some more effort in prospecting, or you might need to spend some more money on your prospecting efforts. Possibly two of those things, possibly all three of those things. Number two, research. Most salespeople and professionals don't spend enough time researching their prospects. So they have no idea what the prospect actually wants, needs, fears, hopes. You need to know what their priorities are, what their values are, what their problems are, what their goals are. Spend more time researching your prospect, both on an individual basis and on a market level basis. And again, you might need to spend some money doing that in terms of buying reports or buying access to websites that give you business data. And you might need to spend more effort in your research, but that effort will definitely pay off. Number three, follow up. Most professionals and salespeople do not follow up enough. Make sure that you block out time in your day to follow up with prospects, with past clients. And again, invest money in your follow-up. Invest effort in your follow-up. Are you thanking your customers after the sale? Are you sending them an anniversary gift or a birthday gift well after the sale has taken place to keep in touch with them in a non-salesy kind of way? How much effort are you putting into your follow-up? Are you just giving up because you figure, well, they're not going to buy? They didn't say yes the first time, so forget it. Number four, your relationships. Spend time with people, both online and offline. Meet people for coffee, for breakfast, for lunch, for drinks. Time that you spend with other people in your network is time very well spent because you're building those relationships. And effort makes that even stronger. When you do things for people in your network, when you do things for your customers, for your friends, when you make effort on your part, you strengthen that relationship. And you may need to invest money as well. If you're taking them out for drinks or for coffee or whatever, that does cost some money. It doesn't need to cost a lot, but it may need to cost some. That money, again, though, is an investment in that relationship. Number five, technology. Is your computer up to date? Do you have the latest tools, the latest software that you need to be effective and efficient? Do you need to learn about your technology? Do you need to go to a class somewhere to learn more about how to use the software that you have or the computer or the tools that you have? If you've got a tablet lying around that you're not using, that's a lost opportunity. Do you know how to use all the equipment that you've got in your company? Invest some time, some money, and some effort learning all that stuff. If you need to, invest some money in new equipment to make sure that your technology is up to date and effective. And number six, training. If you want to get better at sales, you need to learn more about sales. So you need to invest time, money, and effort in learning more about sales. It can be done on the cheap. You can go online and read blog after blog after blog about sales tactics and sales insights. You can go to the library and check out books on sales for nothing. With a little bit of money, you can buy books. You can buy training programs on audio or video. Go to seminars. All these things will help you get better at being a salesperson. And whether your title is salesperson, account manager, CEO, owner, whatever your title is, you are in sales. Every single person in every company, either directly or indirectly, impacts sales. And odds are, if you're listening to this right now, you are directly involved in sales. So you need to get better at sales constantly. Now, if you are a CEO or a sales manager, I want to give you one more area that you should be investing time, money, and effort into. And that is your people. Spend time with them, spend effort on them, and spend money on them. Get them the best possible marketing materials. Get them constant, consistent training. Make sure that you're spending time with them to find out what they're doing well and what they need help on. Coach them. Be there as a support person for them. The more you invest in your people, the better they will perform. So there are six things that you can invest your time, your money, and your effort. And these are investments. These are not expenses, because when you invest time, money, and effort into these six areas, they will pay dividends. Prospecting, research, follow-up, relationships, technology, and training. You invest in those six areas, and your sales will increase.
You know, one of the things that I find really interesting, Don, is how many times people have an either-or mindset around this. And what I mean is they look at the situation of where they are and they go, it's going to take so long for me to get there. They either-or do or don't do something, and most of the times they don't. When if they just took an incremental step this month and an incremental step next month, at the end of the year, they'd be a totally different person when it comes to sales.
Right. Everyone's looking for that magic secret. Everyone's looking for the one little thing that's going to make the massive difference and instantaneously change everything. That doesn't exist. Changes occur incrementally. You go to a training seminar and you pick up one idea or a couple of ideas that improve your sales 1% or 2%. You invest in some new technology and that makes you, 2% more efficient. It's little things, but when you add up little thing after little thing after little thing, that becomes big over time. You look at the top people in any area, athletes, actors, politicians, business people, salespeople, they have been constantly making those kinds of investments throughout every aspect of their career. That's how they get to the top. It's not one thing that leaps them up there. It's a whole bunch of little tiny incremental steps.
Well, Don, you've done it again. You know, I want to extend an extra thank you for being here every first Monday of the month and helping us for over a two-year period now, helping us to become better at sales. We really appreciate it.
It's my pleasure, Michelle. Thank you.